Various events that took place between Prophet Suleiman and the Queen of Saba are related in the Quran. The Sabaeans persisted in a perversion inherited from their ancestors. They worshipped the sun. The bird known as Hoopoe in Prophet Suleiman's army informed him that the Sabaeans were going along with Satan and ascribing partners to God and failing to keep the true path. Hoopoe said, "I found both her and her people prostrating to the sun instead of God. Satan has made their actions seem good to them and debarred them from the way, so they are not guided." After hearing the Hoopoe's information, Prophet Suleiman did not make a sudden decision. He ordered an investigation to ascertain its truth. This is a proof that he was a provident and just ruler. When the facts about the Sabaeans were certain, Prophet Suleiman sent a letter to the Queen of Saba. "Take this letter of mine and deliver it to them. Then withdraw from them a little and see how they respond." God reveals the content of this letter in the Quran. "Do not rise up against me, but come to me in submission." The letter's incisive, and clear style show that it was from a powerful ruler and have affected the queen and her council. Prophet Suleiman used his letter to explain God's religion and to warn them. He did not want to subjugate them to himself. Rather, he wanted to lead them toward God so that they might become Muslims. This shows that he was more interested in their belief system than in conquering Saba. The Queen of Saba immediately sought her advisor's advice. "O Council, give me your opinion about this matter. It is not my habit to make a final decision until I have heard what you have to say." Their reply is revealed thus in the Quran. They said, "We possess strength and great military force, but the matter is in your hands, so consider what you command." Realizing that she could not defeat Prophet Suleiman militarily, the Queen of Saba decided to submit to his call. She said, "When kings enter a city, they lay waste to it and make its mightiest inhabitants the most abased. That is what they too will do." Then the Queen of Saba visited Prophet Suleiman, and she witnessed his great majesty. Greatly influenced by this, the queen immediately believed and became a Muslim. She was told, "Enter the courtyard." But when she saw it, she supposed it to be a pool and bared her legs. He, Suleiman, said, "It is a courtyard paved with glass." She said, "My lord, I have wronged myself, but I have submitted with Suleiman to the Lord of all the worlds." There are a number of striking elements in this account. For instance, the floor is described as paved with glass. These words may indicate a particular technology of that time. The floor may have been a giant television screen placed in the palace's entrance. So, when she saw the screen, she thought that she was looking at water. These verses may be alluding to a different kind of technology which will be used in the end times. Simulation, for example. Today, Simulation goggles let people think that they are in a different place than where they are. Prophet Suleiman's deep understanding of art, which we see in these verses, is a very good example for Muslims. He used this understanding to express his great love for God and his wonder at the marvels of his creation. Believing artists have produced beautiful works of art throughout history. With God's permission, the power of Muslim art will greatly increase in the end times. In these verses, God may be indicating that water will be used in the end times to produce decorative materials with advanced technology. These products, using water's aesthetic and clean appearance, may be used in beautiful things to recreate the splendor of Prophet Suleiman's time. Other verses concerning Prophet Suleiman and the Queen of Saba may also contain signs regarding the end times. He who possessed knowledge of the book said, "I will bring it to you before the twinkling of your eye ceases." And when he, Suleiman, saw it standing firmly in his presence, he said, "This is part of my Lord's favor, to test me to see if I will give thanks or show ingratitude." In these verses, the person referred to as he who possessed knowledge of the book says that he can bring the throne of the queen to Prophet Suleiman before the twinkling of an eye ceases. In other words, very quickly. This brings to mind a most astonishing phenomenon that may be experienced in the end times. Advanced image transfer technology. Thanks to the internet, people can send many kinds of information over long distances in a very short time. Just like the throne's transportation in the twinkling of an eye.